Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever podcasts are available. If you'd like to support the show, consider going to our Patreon at patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive content only available to our Patreon, and you can't find it anywhere else, and we greatly appreciate it. It helps support the show. It puts money back into the show so we can make it bigger and better for you. Another way to support the show is consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice if you like the show. I promise you it goes a long way with us getting eyes and ears on the show. It only takes a second, so if you can give us a 5-star rating, maybe a subscribe, it really goes a long way to building this podcast. So thank you so much for all of that support. But I'm just one of your hosts, Brandon. I can't do it alone. I'm joined by Clinton and Emmy. Clinton, how are you, sir?
Doing fantastic until I had to watch this fucking movie.
Wow. Okay. Emmy, how are you doing?
I'm feeling beachy keen, Jelly Bean.
Nice. Very different reactions. By the way, spoiler alert ahead for Venom Lethargy Carnage. We are going to be reviewing Venom Lethargy Carnage today. It's going to be very different. I did not take notes on this movie. I saw this one time in the theaters, so I did not take my extensive note scene by scene. So this is very, very different, guys. And honestly, we're probably going to go off the rails. I know probably 2 out of 3 of us are not big fans of this movie. We'll find out if the third one is. Keep listening. However, if you really like this movie, this might not be the podcast for you either. So guys, just wanted to let you know, this is going to be kind of a off the rails podcast and maybe even a not so happy podcast.
I didn't mean it like I didn't like it. I was saying that
it sounded it like was you so, didn't like it.
Was, did you just hear yourself, Clinton?
Listen. I was having a good day and just easy going, and then I watched this and it's such a thought provoking movie.
Well said,
just
Clinton.
Just really had me in my head all day. You know what I mean? Like, what were the meanings of this and this and this?
That's a really good point, Clinton.
I was having a good day until this, and I had to get in my head for a while.
Well, we are going to get to Rotten Tomatoes, and we're going to get to the, all that good stuff. But Clinton, we're going to just start out right now. Venom, Let There Be Carnage. What did you think?
I did not like it.
All right. So can you tell us what you didn't like? Give us some overall thoughts.
Everything except the post-credits scene.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I really did not like how Venom or Carnage was handled. Mm-hmm. I feel like the previous movie was not my favorite either. And they made Riot in the first one more of a threat than they did Carnage in this one. And knowing Carnage from the comics,
you're Doppler affecting your mic.
Yeah.
You keep turning your head back and forth while you're speaking.
It's freaking my earbuds out.
Well, I'm just, it gives you the effect of,
like you're,
symbiote,
like you're whizzing,
and zoom. Yeah, it's fitting somehow. I can't think of the way, but it's fitting. There was so many eye roll scenes for me in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was short. It was rushed. Carnage wasn't even that threatening to me. Just so many things.
So you're not a fan, not a fan,
not a fan. No.
I'm going to go next because Emmy, we don't know what Emmy's thoughts are on this movie at all. And that's why I'm saving you for last, Emmy, because I think it would be the surprise element for both Clinton and I. Clinton and I have kind of talked a little bit, in Avengers After Dark, and some other forms as well and texting. So I will say, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, agreed, Clinton. This is more Sony being Sony, and I don't mean that in a good way. It was very disjointed. I felt like it suffered from the PG-13 rating. Like, mm-hmm. everything Carnage did was like a headlock or off the screen. And I'm like, there's no brutality that you expect from Carnage. You know what I mean? Carnage is an insane psychopath, and like just, he never got to be the insane dude I know from the comics. He was like Venom dialed to 12 or 13. I mean, he was such an extreme version. He made Venom look like the almost Spider-Man 2.0. That's how much of a threat to me Carnage is. And this movie did not do Carnage justice. Now, will I say I really, really enjoyed Woody Harrelson? I honestly did. I think with a better script, and I think with a better, with a more serious rating, he could have done better work, but he was not given anything. So I don't think it's a fault of Woody Harrelson. I would have loved to see him truly, you know, unleashed. But no, I think this movie really, really suffers from PG-13. Tom Hardy is wonderful in this movie. He is hilarious. Tom Hardy really makes this movie better than it should be. I think he's an enjoyable character. I love his banter sometimes back and forth with Venom. But at the same time, the entire second act pissed me off. Could not stand it. What was the point of it? Like, it's just like, rah, fuck you, I'm Venom, rah. And then I'm going to go on a rave, and rah, you should love each other, and rah, 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 here's rainbow beads. And it's like, I don't know, it just felt very shoehorned in, and very, like, he just, what, this is, no, you know, it felt...
This was a romantic comedy more than it was anything else.
And then we got to see the same old bullshit we saw in the first movie where
the
woman's in distress, you know, and she needs saving. And it's just like, you know, like, can we stop this same trope? Can we do something
very repeated first movie?
It did not feel different in a very unique way. And then as soon as she screamed and Carnage was like, Cletus was like, "Ah, don't scream, you bother him." I'm like, "Well, there we go. We know where this is going." You know.
Well, I called that from the beginning, like, "Oh, shriek!" And
yeah, I was like, I saw the writing on the wall completely. It was just not good. It's not good. It's fun if you just want to completely disengage. But if you've watched the animated Spider-Man movies, if you read any of the comics, if you know any of the backstory with Venom and Carnage, just like the real stuff, you're going to be disappointed. And if you're not, cool. There might be someone listening that says, I wasn't disappointed. That's fine. I had different expectations for what Venom and Carnage should be, and this was not it. I agree, Clinton. Wright was a bigger threat than Carnage, and that's never okay. Carnage is the big, big, big bad. He should be the big, big, big bad, and he was not. He was a watered-down version. Didn't feel like a threat. The second act is stupid. Post-credit scene, thumbs up. Sorry, that's a lot of complaining. So, Emmy, we're gonna throw it to you. What did you think of Venom? Let There Be Carnage.
All right, I'm gonna hold on to the suspense just a little bit longer because I do want to apologize that I am on vacation right now. That's why I'm beachy keen. I forgot my highlighter, I just realized. I forgot my pens, my notebook, my microphone, my headphones. So you are listening to me on $6 earbuds from Dollar General. What? this is the second pair I had to buy because the first pair, the left earbud, didn't work.
Emmy, we love your dedication. Thank you.
And just so you know, they are purple and sparkly. And now that I'm listening to it, I think that maybe the left earbud is still not working.
So, guys, if you've not heard Emmy in her normal quality, listen to any other episode. I promise this is going to be a very different episode. Do not judge us on this episode. If you are listening for the first time, you're like, whoa, she sounds like shit. This is weird, blah, blah, blah. Guys, this is a very different, weird episode. But we're recording because we wanted to give some new content.
And I usually don't sound like as much shit.
No, your mic actually sounds really good. Seriously.
Do you guys like to give me some shit for it, though?
Oh, so. I do, but it sounds good. It sounds good.
Okay, so back to Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Yes.
My initial thoughts are that I absolutely loved it up to a certain point.
Okay, now I'm chomping at the bit to know what that certain point is. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay. I feel like once Carnage happens, the movie just goes off on this wild, crazy scavenger hunt where, like you said, the writing's on the wall. The writing was all literally on Cletus Cassidy's cell wall.
Well said.
And then from that, it was just Venom giving all the clues to Eddie Brock, and it was like, oh, well, we know exactly what his master plan is. We don't have to do anything. And then the whole, like, I want to get married. Like the whole, we want to have a red wedding and you can only have three guests. It's Eddie Brock, Venom, and the cop who made her eye fall out or whatever. Mm-hmm. Psych, two of those people are kind of the same. Like the whole, but like the whole thing, it's like, okay, I get it. You guys want to get married. That's fine and cute and whatever, but like it can wait. You guys are convicts right now. You guys are fugitives. Like,
yeah,
get somewhere safe first. I don't know. The whole second half, I feel like, of the movie was just like, what in the heck am I watching? What is the point of this? And honestly, the first movie seemed like that too.
Yeah. By the way,
Mulligan, by the way, is his name. The cop is Mulligan, who turns into
It's a do-over.
Who is Toxin in the comics.
Can I also be completely honest? He gets
the symbiote too.
I would love if Emmy live tweets more movies, because you live tweeting Venom was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So
I did that, and I realized though that while I was tweeting, I missed the fact that Cletus Cassidy was in the first movie.
Yeah,
did you watch
in a mid credits, and
I was gonna say,
when I watched the second one today, it cut off before the mid credits, so I haven't seen the mid credits twice, and so maybe that's what happened with the first one too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those theaters cut off at the mid credits scene.
Yeah, they had a bad reel because they're all still using reels, not digital.
Completely agree, Clint. Well said. So, guys, how are we? We're professional, this podcast.
Let me just say, though, I came at this movie not knowing much about Carnage, not knowing anything at all about Carnage.
They changed
at the first movie without knowing anything about Venom. And I know that there are some diehard Venom people. There are some diehard people out there. And so my opinion is not formed by any of that.
No, and that's okay. That's okay. And trust me, and that's what I love about this podcast. I mean, I feel like we all have a different level of understanding. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that in a, like, I think we all come from different perspectives of understanding. And that's good. If we all were just comic book readers, it would probably be a boring conversation. If we all jumped into the movie and never saw it, it would be a boring. So I love that all three of us present kind of a unique, different perspective. I will say this. As a Venom fan, because Venom is one of my all-time favorite villains ever, I think, you know, and that's what kills me, that Sony has Venom, you know, like, that kills me to know that. And I feel like his whole backstory from the first movie makes it just, it suffers without Spider-Man, really, really. I don't think it was a bad way that they kind of infected Carnage, honestly. It was different from the comics. I mean, it was not true to what I'm used to. However, I didn't hate it. I just hated everything that followed it, you know, and it sucks. It just sucks because this is Carnage. This is the first time Carnage has been on the big screen. To say I had some hopes, even if it was Sony, would be an understatement. You know, I really, really wanted to see something special. And because, I don't know, I remember one of my buddies, his name was Sal, and not the guy from Impractical Jokers. I do not know him.
I was just going to say Volcano, and then I was like, nobody knows that.
Yeah, but I do. But like, I remember Sal. One of my friends growing up, he was a cancer survivor, and he survived at a very young age. And I remember he taught me about Venom and Carnage. He loved Venom and Carnage. He told me everything about those guys. And I since then we've lost contact. He's, you know, he's moved away, but I would love to know what he thought of this movie. I would be dying to know, because I think he would be pissed off, because he was so critical of it too. And I think he'd be like, fuck this movie, this is stupid. Like, I can see Sal just being pissed off about it, because he worshiped these characters and everything about them. So we're going to dive into Rotten Tomatoes, Emmy. Rotten Tomatoes for Venom, Let There Be Carnage. I'll be honest with you, I have not looked, because I knew we were reviewing this. But we had a bet. We had a bet, one podcast. I can't remember what it was. Oh, it was our news podcast on what our prediction. Shoot. Now, I think you were 88.
I was real high.
I think Clint was 74 and I was.
You were high in your guessing or in your.
No, I think a little bit.
Motor functions.
No, Clint, both. Clint was 72 and I think I was 64.
They're in my notebook back at home in Tennessee.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty confident with those numbers. I think you were 88, Clinton was 72, and I was 64. So I'm curious where, because I'm going to be honest with you, I feel confident. I don't know this score, and I'm going to look like an idiot, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say, after watching this movie, I definitely feel more confident in my score more than 88 or even 70. So I'm curious where the Rotten Tomatoes score landed. This, and we predicted this, by the way, before we saw the movie. We wanted to see, oh, what do we think it'll get? So,
Clinton, what do you want to stick with your 72 or?
Sure.
Oh, no, you all can right. change it now that you've seen it.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to change it.
I'll go lower. I'm going to go 52. I'm going to go 10% lower.
All right. Critics gave it a 60%.
Oh, damn.
Audiences gave it an 84%.
It must be general audiences, man.
Yeah, it's casual viewers.
And I'm not trying to sound like that.
I'm not trying to shit on people that are casual viewers, but
yeah. Ones that don't know the backstory.
I have a filter going into these movies because I know a lot of the origins of these characters because of comic books.
Right.
So I can't help that filter is in my face the whole time. So. Yeah. And I try to separate it. Even the first Venom, I think from a comic perspective, it's not good. But from a movie on its own, it's not terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I can enjoy the first one and separate it. Like, okay, we don't have Spider-Man. I need that expectation going in.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This one suffers from the same formula that one did, though, as far as you don't have Spider-Man. So this one more so, though, because of Carnage being such a big deal. So my view was going to be skewed from the beginning because the whole reason, like, Venom and Spider-Man work together is to fight Carnage because Venom can't, they can't do it on their own. So they team up to fight Carnage.
Correct.
So without him here, it's hard going into this. The first one I could overlook because it's more of an origin story of Venom and the symbiotes when we find out about that. This was like, you gotta have Spider-Man. Like, yeah. You have to have Spider-Man.
It felt more of a gap.
It was more urgent.
Yeah. And it felt more of a gap to you that he was gone rather than the first one.
For sure.
Right.
For sure.
So IMDb gave it 6.5 out of 10. And 88% of Google users liked this movie. So I think, like you said,
man.
The casual viewers. This movie also had a working title. The working title was Fillmore.
Oh, you guys know why. Wow.
Because it would feel more like a Spider-Man villain if they had Spider-Man.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Not exactly. It was a wink and a nod to the location of the movie. There's a live music venue in neighborhood in San Francisco, which is called Fillmore.
Oh.
And it has also been featured in Marvel things before.
Also
Millard Fillmore is everybody's favorite sexiest president, so
it also had a record for the highest opening weekend for during pandemic times.
I'll also say this. We did poll our listeners a few days back, and we said, what did you think of Venom, Let There Be Carnage? 22% said it was great. 16% said it was okay. 5% said not good, too moist. And a whopping 57% said haven't seen it. And that's really eye-opening to me. Yeah, second place was it was great. So for the people that had seen it, majority said it was great, but it was okay right at 16%. And haven't seen it though. Over half of people that we polled had not seen Venom, Let There Be Carnage. And talking to our Discord as well, it was pretty evident. I mean, it was pretty evident that, like, hey, I'm going to listen to your podcast before I even watch the movie. So I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know where to go because,
well, a lot of our listeners have not seen Venom, Let There Be Carnage. And that tells me that a lot of the interest with this franchise is just not there. Because we have a lot of MCU fans that listen to us, obviously, that are watching all these shows and all these things. And the fact that Venom, Let There Be Carnage the fact that it's not on the top of the priority list. And it's funny because I didn't even go see it a second time at all. So
I had no desire to.
Right. No, I agree. So I don't know. I had no desire as well.
The Carnage. So you touched on it earlier, Brandon. Carnage is a menacing villain, and you said you were fine until the second act.
Mm-hmm.
Once Carnage, and then Emmy said once Carnage starts, it's the only time we really see him wreak havoc is at the prison. And then it's just get to the wedding. There's no destruction of other lives. I mean, honestly, nothing. In the comics, he's sadistic. He kills people constantly. Like, he's crazy. He's wild.
He's horrible.
And he didn't do as much damage to people as Riot did in the first one. And
correct.
Like, I'm not saying like you have to, and it's PG-13. So to your point, it suffers from that. We don't get to see a lot of murder and all that, but Carnage is effing crazy.
He's crazy.
And he kills for fun, and it's like he's wild. And then we see the prison break, and then it's him getting to the church. There was no like just menacing mayhem, killing people craziness. It was get to the church, and then he's going to fight Venom. That's really all it was.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of depth to this movie. There's not a lot of layers. It was a very flat plot line to me.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of get where they were going with that, though. They kind of wanted him to be a more sympathetic villain, possibly. But the fact that they kill him off in the movie is like, oh, well, then no, we can't. There's no reason to like him at all. There's no redeeming qualities whatsoever. We're not going to see him again. He gets his head bitten off.
Yeah, and
it was too rushed for us to fall in love with the villain, for us to have any sympathy. The only thing they tried was at the end when Cletus Kasady says, "I want to be your friend." And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't care."
Yeah,
and then
it didn't feel earned at all.
No, at all. And then Venom beats Carnage symbiote by swallowing him. What?
That's usually how you beat somebody.
Carnage. No, you beat them
don't,
first.
You don't spit.
You beat first, then swallow.
Whoa, whoa. We're Carnage, a family podcast, kids.
I feel like if Carnage was that big of a threat and the Venom symbiote swallowed him, Carnage would overtake him. If he consumes Carnage's symbiote, it would overtake Venom. He's more powerful.
Yeah,
like, putting also the symbiote inside his body, and he has a host because he's connected to Eddie Brock.
But also, I don't understand what. So, like, it jumped from Eddie to Cletus, and then what? Like, grew inside of him, like it was gestating.
It amplified. Yeah, I mean, I guess. Well, I guess it was there. That's another thing. It doesn't really give us that full complexity. Besides, he's about to get killed, so the symbiote's like, no, I don't want to die. I'm going to stop it. And then it takes over. Why did it wait from the time, like you're talking about, where he was infected to him dying? Why didn't it come out before that?
Is
that
Yeah, that too. And then how then does the symbiote jump from either Carnage or Eddie into Mulligan?
Well, yeah, we don't get that. I don't think it showed us where that could have happened either.
But it does show his eyes
him
glowing.
Changing. Yeah.
So like I feel like it's happened.
At least with Eddie and Cletus, we see where the symbiote could have infected. With Mulligan, I don't know, unless in the battle he got scraped up and the piece of the symbiote. I mean, it didn't show that.
Yeah.
And I wanted Carnage to be a villain. I would have liked for this movie the villain not to be Carnage. I want a bigger build up to Carnage. It's the sequel to the first one, and Carnage is already the villain. Carnage is next level. He's, you know how Thanos was built up in the MCU?
Yeah.
Carnage should have been something. I'm not saying Thanos level of like building him up, because Sony really can't get that together with their movies.
But could they be doing that somehow? And I'm going to punch myself as soon as I say this. With that post-credit scene, could they be doing that somehow with Topher Grace and his run?
With Venom?
Yeah.
No. No, the post-credit to me was more about joining him in the MCU.
Okay. And who do we know is going to be in the MCU come December? Alfred Molina. William Dafoe.
Mm-mm. They better Topher not.
Topher Grace. Mm. Venom.
I think Brandon will riot if Topher Grace is Venom.
He likes that casting. He likes that casting a lot. He's talked about it. The reason he's so quiet right now is because he still likes it.
Yeah, Brandon, you puss.
Can I tell you how I wrote my notes?
Yes.
And then see if maybe this is how we kind of want to form the podcast, since I feel like we're kind of getting a little jumpy and antsy and like all over the place. I did things that I liked and things that I didn't like and things that I wanted to chat about.
I think that's a really good place to start, because I know we trashed on it quite a bit in our little opening segment. So things that we loved about the movie. Clinton, do you want to start, Mr. Negative?
No, I think Emmy should.
Okay, Emmy, how about you start?
All right. So, little miss, I called her Banshee because that's what Lydia is in Teen Wolf, where my Teen Wolf fan's at.
Yep.
She's a Banshee, but they call her Shriek.
Yep.
She's also, isn't she in Pirates of the Caribbean?
That's how I...
Is she?
And she looks the exact same in this as she did in Pirates of the Caribbean.
She did look familiar, but I didn't realize she was from there.
Pretty sure she's in Pirates of the Caribbean.
That sounds right.
And she looks the same.
Because she's got like one, she's got the heterochromia. She's got the one light eye. Look it up.
Her hair's the same.
She says, did you guys catch it though? She says the M word.
I don't know what we're talking about.
The M word.
What?
Mutation.
Oh, well, that's Sony. Screw Sony. If it was Marvel Studios, I'd lose my mind. This is Sony. Screw them. Sorry.
But okay. But with the post credits, we've got to take that they are the same.
Okay. Okay. All right. And technically, would we call this MCU canon because of the post credits?
I think the fact that we're doing a review about it says that it is going to be. If it's not,
Yeah. So you loved Little Miss Scream. So okay.
Well, I liked that she said the M word, but then, I mean, you're bringing up good points. Like, fine. Okay. Okay. Venom and Eddie Brock, their banter is hysterical. All of it.
When, yeah.
I mean, it's just funny. He's like, I don't know.
Oh, it really
whenever
is.
They get, huh?
It really is, actually. Yeah. I
whenever they get
banter.
In a big fight, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Let me fix that so I can break it again. When he breaks his nose, oh my gosh, you guys are not laughing because you're not paying attention to me.
She totally was in fine. Pirates of the Caribbean. That's what I was looking up.
Yeah, it was okay. Too, actually.
Sorry.
Confirmed.
Can you agree with me that their banter is wonderful?
I loved it. I absolutely love, I loved the, this is a random scene, but the ketchup just exploding in his face. I don't know why, when he's just so sloppy and he's like trying to make him breakfast and he's like, I will make him my friend. And he just completely just destroys. I was laughing. I was genuinely laughing at some of those scenes between them. When they were when they were not necessarily getting along but coexisting with one another, and it just kind of like their different lifestyles, and you know, that's, you know, we got you two chickens, and what, that's Sonny and Cher or something? Was that their names as the chickens?
Yes, Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, sorry.
He says something about how he wants to eat brains, and he's like, yeah, they've got brains, and Venom's like, I disagree.
Exactly. I thought that, I enjoyed their banter. Yes, it's a little crazy, but and that's, I know it differs, still enjoyable cinema, and especially, yes, Tom
as
Hardy
as its own thing.
Yeah, and Tom Hardy is so damn good in these moments. I think he is wonderful, and this is where I think Tom Hardy carries the movie to a higher level than it normally would. I am smiling and laughing 90% because of Tom Hardy's wonderful acting and his performance, and I mean that as a huge compliment towards him. If he was not in this movie and as crazy and outlandish as he was, nothing for me, you know.
But they rely real heavy on them together,
right,
to carry this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to put Carnage in the title, you're going to promote this like it's about Carnage. Majority of this movie is them again. It feels like the same kind of, I mean, it's fun, I guess, but also Venom is also a force to be reckoned with. And these movies really kind of make him a doofus.
Okay.
They make like him like this airheaded.
That's a very good
symbiote.
Point.
I don't
know. That was something that I wanted to bring up.
That's a very good point.
Me as a comic book not person, as a not comic book person, am I looking at this like, I love this character because he's funny, but is he supposed to be funny?
No.
Because they really made him I wouldn't say a doofus, but like they really made him funny.
I don't think you'd be wrong if you said doofus. You know, I don't think Clinton's wrong for saying
I don't mean, I guess, as much him as like and the like, tone. It's uncool. Very just lighthearted doofus.
I do love the fact that he cannot say any contractions. He has to say every single word in it, and he always calls him Eddie.
yes. More things you love.
I like that Venom does the, and this is probably to Clinton's point, making him a bit of an idiot, that he does the head tilt thing like a dog.
Oh,
he's like, yeah, trying to figure out.
I don't think I've ever,
they're gonna lean this direction. If they're gonna lean this direction, they need to do that. I think that fits the tone, like the style they've done him in.
Okay.
As far as Venom, I'm gonna sound like pretentious and assholey on this podcast.
No,
because
what else is new?
Oh,
fair enough. Even playing video games. I don't know if you guys play video games, but
I used to.
Venom and games. Saying that, like you don't know.
No, I'm talking about it before. I'm talking about the listeners.
I don't think
you guys. I was, but in the games, he's even like this, just gross, like brute force kind of character.
Yep.
And he's been in a lot of games,
and that's
a lot of iterations of games.
And that's honestly,
Maximum Carnage was a video game from back in the day that I loved.
Was that PlayStation 2?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I played that as well. And honestly, he was struggling to. Yes. You sounded like Venom took over.
That was Venom.
That was Venom. Yes. I will say that's what I loved about Carnage, is because Venom was brute force. Carnage was that on steroids. You know what I mean? Like, when you think it can't get any more extreme than Venom, Carnage comes around. God, we're going to complain again. This is things we love. Sorry. Let's keep going.
Yeah, things we love. The animation on Cletus's backstory was really cool. Like, it was a pen drawing.
I did enjoy that. Yes.
That was cool. Didn't love that it implied at least that he killed his dog. Did not like that at all.
No, not at all.
He can kill all the people you want to, Cletus. Why you got to be killing dogs?
Yeah. Push grandma down the stairs. Don't actually do that. I'm in my grandma's house. Don't actually do that.
Actually, this was the most, I think, comic accurate part of the movie. Because I'm pretty sure Cletus's story is this. The part they show in this animation is what really happens in the comics. He kills these same people.
Right.
And his family.
Yeah, but I did love that too. The art style was very, very well done. Completely agree, Amy. Amy, we're gonna have hard. We might need to go and like go on tangents with you, because all the things you love are pretty much. I mean, you're gonna nail everything.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm hoping that you guys do. I don't want it to be one sided.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, not one sided, but like one at a time. I don't know if we can. So yeah, Amy. Speaking of which, I thought that art style was really, really, really great. I do think, even though it's different, Clinton, I completely agree. The banter between Brock and Venom is hilarious and wonderful. And that's where I feel like sometimes there's departures that work, and there's sometimes there are departures that completely sink to the ground for me. So I can deal with Venom being a little bit more goofy and a little bit crazier, but damn it, when it's time to lock on and be focused, he's that brute force where he needs to be. But Carnage still felt
wild. But it's a red one.
Yeah, exactly.
He knows his colors. Good for him. Can I introduce a new segment?
Real hard.
New segment.
A new segment of, oh my gosh, you dummy dumb, duh, with Emmy.
Okay. Introducing.
Can we get that on a loop?
Yeah.
So that, like, every time we have this segment, we can say, oh my gosh, you dummy dumb, duh, with Emmy.
We can do that. We can record that off the air. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
So on today's episode of, oh my gosh, you dummy dumb, duh, with Emmy. Who does Venom's voice?
Who?
Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I thought for a second there, I was like, oh, we're all dummy dumbs.
No. I thought there was a gap.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Honestly.
Really?
I didn't know that either. I was a dummy dumb.
And what's his name does Carnages too.
Oh, okay. I'll be honest with you. First, Amy, I thought there was more to the question, so I was waiting for it. There wasn't. I'm just that much of a dummy dumb. Two, I did not know Tom Hardy did the voice of Venom. That's insane, but God, it sounds wonderful. I love it. I love the voice. Yeah, it may be goofy and weird, but I still love the voice. I think it's great.
Yeah. Woody Harrelson did Carnage as well.
That's awesome.
But Carnage, and he tried not to.
Why?
He didn't want to. Because he didn't know if he could do it, but obviously there's a lot of effects over it.
I was going to say, yeah.
He also voiced the young kid at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted his iconic voice at the beginning to be the Woody Harrelson voice.
I did notice that. I will.
And 100%. He wanted Andy Serkis, who directed this movie, to voice Carnage because he's a great voice actor.
Andy Serkis. So many,
but Andy Serkis insisted that Woody Harrelson do it.
Yeah, I love me some Andy Serkis. I'll just say that.
Did you guys also know that Ed Hardy voices Cookie Monster on Sesame Street?
Tom Hardy?
You mean
Tom Hardy?
Hardy, not
what did I
Ed
say?
Hardy is Ed the clothing.
You said Ed Hardy.
Oh, I was wrong on all the accounts because that was a bullshit made up lie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool. Well,
he just, Venom to me sounds a lot like Cookie Monster.
That's
did you not hear that at all?
No, not at all.
He also sounded, especially when he's singing the
Eddie.
Well, no, when he does the I like tomatoes, let's call the whole thing off. He sounds exactly like Louis Armstrong.
That's hilarious.
He also, some lines in this movie, Tom Hardy's voice, you can tell he's British.
I didn't catch any of those.
You didn't catch it? Okay.
I've heard that criticism. Someone told me.
Really?
That. Yeah.
Really? I've not read that.
Someone told me that.
I picked
like,
it up a
where
bit.
He kind of came in and out a little bit. I think it was actually Renee's sister that said it. I think Hannah was like, I could tell when sometimes his accent came in and out. And I told her in the theater, I was like, I didn't notice that. But she said
it's mostly right at the end of sentences for me when I would notice it when he's having a sentence and it's at the end, like the last couple of words. Huh. I would see it when he's trailing off.
You and Hannah would be.
That's usually how my British accent comes in and out. You can tell it's not British whenever I'm at the end of a sentence. And sometimes
whenever I'm
in the middle.
At the end of a sentence.
And sometimes in the middle. And sometimes at the beginning. And sometimes throughout the whole sentence.
That's how my British accent, you can tell it by the end of the sentence. The sentence. I screwed that up. Sorry. Didn't even sound. I can't do that. I can't.
Amy, do you have more pros?
Of course. I always have pros.
Gosh, we're going to be here all night. What's up?
Okay. Did you guys catch a Shakespeare quote?
I shall, I do.
No.
Okay.
Let there be carnage.
That is a Shakespeare quote, by the way.
This is a bit of a tangent, but I had a really tough time remembering what the order of those words was.
Be there, let carnage.
Yeah, well, carnage.
Be there, let.
Carnage, let it be. The
whole like subtitle was just like it's I don't know, it's something about carnage. Venom, there's gonna be some karma.
I won't lie, when I was because I send
there's gonna be some karma.
I'm not gonna lie, when I was sending this meeting invite, I always send a meeting invite to Clinton and Emmy before we record, and it was like Venom. I was like, fuck, what is that? And I was like, let me just put Venom. And I was like, I almost did, like Venom 2, send. And I was like, no, Venom, Carnage, Venom, let there be Carnage. Like, it took me longer than I care to admit to figure that out.
Venom, look out, there's Carnage.
Venom. Oh, Carnage.
Oh, Carnage. Carnage is a bitch. No, the Shakespeare quote was "Something wicked this way comes," which is from Macbeth, which I don't remember which episode it was, but we've talked about Macbeth before. Wow. Oh, it was Shang-Chi. Duh.
Yeah, we did.
Because he did his Macbeth soliloquy for the guards.
I do remember that.
So, running theme, possibly, maybe.
It's still Sony. It's not Marvel Studios, so it's hard to say.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
Macbeth there and Macbeth in Sony, and it's Macbeth. They're trying to wash their hands, but they still see blood. If you know the story of Macbeth, that makes sense.
Yeah,
anyway,
it does make sense. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Okay, all right. The Venom party scene.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about that for a second?
This is a pro.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. I loved
it.
Oh,
no.
I am out of the Eddie closet. I loved that. I loved how he was like, I'm here and I'm ready to party. Can we all just live together? I don't understand why everybody's so mean to aliens. Like, and everybody was like, yeah. And that one girl was like, I love you. And he was like, yeah, I love you, one person.
I will say it's funny and it's great and the message is great. I will not disagree with anything he said. I will not disagree with, but this is not Venom. This is not Venom. And I'm not saying, I know I'm going to sound like a presumptuous bastard here and be like, blah, 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 it's not Venom. It's just,
I don't think that presumptuous is a word.
Presumptuous. Sorry. I know it's going to sound like I just think it's not even that it's not Venom that irritates me. Where the hell does this fit in the fucking story? Like, this whole thing, it just felt like, hear me out. It felt like this whole argument, because this whole thing in the first movie was Venom and Tom Hardy becoming one, and like Vengeance and Venom and all becoming, it was this, they came together at the end. You got to see this kind of craziness between these two, this alien symbiote and this reporter and Eddie Brock becoming one, you know, kind of host body kind of together. That whole first movie set that whole freaking thing up. And then the second movie, it's like, hey, remember how they all, like, they joined together and, you know, you watched 2 hours to see them kind of come together as one and everything. Fuck that. That doesn't mean shit now. There's chaos everywhere. Venom and, you know, and I'm not saying you can't, but it's just like, screw that. They don't get along again. Oh, by the way, Venom's going to just trot on the streets now. Oh, he's at a rave. Oh, he's got these glowing, you know, like, it just felt like, how can we fill this fucking time? And you know what's sad? This movie is an hour and a half. And even with an hour and a half runtime, it still felt like they were filling it with filler. And that is poor story. Or, you know, to quote Deadpool and Ryan Reynolds, that's just lazy writing. I did not like it. I did not.
Let me use one of your own points against you, though. You said, if they're going to go that direction, then fine. They can go in that direction. But like,
make it mean something. It's filler.
But
you discredit the first movie and you provide nothing but filler. That's what I have a problem with. You didn't make it.
Are you saying that they shouldn't have separated at all in this movie? Because it was like we've become too close kind of thing. Like
it still felt like, hey, everything that set up in the first movie, forget that. Now we're back to hating each other again. Ha, because it's easy for storytelling. Okay. Venom and and Eddie Brock hate each other again. Quick. Now we have a side story again.
Well,
the whole first movie was them coming together. And this whole second movie was like, hey, by the way, they're together. Well, fuck that. Let's separate. I just don't like it.
It's, and even
like, let's see Venom and Brock together as one for an entire movie. If you're going to set up the whole damn 2 hours of the first movie, let us ride into the second movie and let Carnage be the destructive bad force. Not this whole
Brandon, that's not as funny as watching Venom at a rave, okay?
Yeah, it wasn't funny at all watching Venom at a rave. I was like,
okay, all right. Agree to disagree. I loved it. I loved it.
Really?
Yep.
Was so cheesy to me. First of all, Venom is a host, or not a host.
Brock is
a parasite.
Brock
is a host.
Yeah.
In the first movie, he had to fight to get Venom off of him. And in the comics, it's not, I'm mad at you, I'm going to detach from you. Like, that is just so annoying to me.
Okay. I'll agree with you on that. I will agree with you. That's not what I'm arguing. What was that behind me?
There's a ghost in Emmys.
Stop.
Oh, my God. I saw
the chat. It was just my name. It was my nameplate.
Oh, I saw a ghost. I saw a ghost.
Yeah, I don't think I saw a ghost. I saw a shadow figure.
Ah.
Stop. Anyway, no, that was... That's a fair point, but what I'm arguing is that Rave Venom, I loved it. I loved that. Fine. It was filling.
And everyone was fine at the rave with him being looking like that.
Uh-huh. Do you know how many drugs you have to take to go to a rave like that? So much drugs.
I've been to one. I didn't take any drugs.
Well, you were the square there, Captain America. How does it feel?
do not say that name. Do not.
But to Brandon's point, give me more of Carnage at this part. I don't need this scene. Give me Carnage. Show me more of Carnage wreaking havoc on the city.
He doesn't. But okay, so that's my nitpick too, though. is that he's not wreaking havoc. All he wants to do is get married.
Which is stupid. That's, I agree. I think we agree.
Okay, the music, this is a big plus for me. The music reminded me of Dexter, which we're getting a new season of very soon. And oh my God, I'm so excited.
Cannot wait.
Let's see here. When they finally get to the church and Venom's just like, oh, well, how does he say it? He says like, you are going to die. And then he's like, yeah, that's the spirit. And he's like, no, we are going to die.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, man, no, this is a red one. Which there's no explanation for that.
No.
Why is he red? But we're good things. Good things.
You know, every positive 90% of it we have said how much
it ends up in a negative. Yeah.
This podcast, I'm probably gonna have to do like a pre-recording. Hey, by the way. Well, I said at the beginning we're going to be negative, so hopefully people understand that.
You don't have to put a warning on this.
There's going
to
be someone
that can have our opinion on it.
Yeah, but there's going to be all these little one-star reviews. They hate Venom. That's my favorite movie.
Hey, to that person, guess what, bitch? Venom's not in the MCU.
Not yet.
Oh, no.
But hold on. Here's one better, Emmy. That writing team is not in the MCU. Thank God for that, right? Jesus.
That's true.
Sorry. Golly.
Sony and Marvel just need to partner completely so Marvel can do their movies for them too.
I completely agree. Let every Sony property be made by Marvel Studios and split it 50-50 and just stop. You know, but Sony's going to be like, but we need profit. We need profit. Put out movie. And like, wait, that doesn't go with our face. We need profit. Like, Sony, chill out. So that's where it's never going to work. You know what I mean? Sony's looking for the
dollar. They know they have a slam dunk character with Spider-Man's.
Oh, universe. They've got the number one character.
All the movie rights. I mean, he's the mascot of Marvel.
They've got the number one dude. Yeah.
Yeah, for Marvel. So
they're slam dunk characters with Carnage and Venom too.
They did.
Did they say Carnage? Why is Carnage such a foreign word for me?
Yeah, that's kind of
weird. And well, that's what I'm saying is they have the movie rights to every Spider-Man villain.
I know.
And that kills Spider-Man me. Universe, period. And it's a shame that and Brandon and I said well this
with Spider-Man that they don't have to try on their other ones.
Yeah, that, and I told Emmy this while you were gone, Brandon, but like Carnage is, I lost my thought. Never mind.
You said it to Emmy while I was gone. Carnage is, what is Carnage?
There was something I was going to say.
Mass destruction.
Oh, I'm bothered that Carnage was the villain for the sequel. Mm-hmm. Carnage is such a big bad. He should have been built up more. He should at least been in the third movie, not the second.
You know what this reminds me of? Because we are on like the fuck you Venom 2 train. I'm going to stay.
I know. I still have like four things that I liked about it.
We're ready to tell you how much we hated it.
I know, obviously. Good Lord.
But Venom, Carnage felt like not nearly as bad. Not nearly as bad. But Spider-Man 3, where Venom was literally like 5-10 minutes in the movie and then completely killed with like, oh, there's loud noises. I got flashbacks. I know there was a lot more carnage in this movie than there were Venom in Spider-Man 3. But it still
suffered the same way.
It felt the same. It felt in a weird way, it felt shoehorned. And this is Let There Be Carnage. It was like, or maybe the story felt shoehorned, not carnage itself. And it just like, oh, it was. And then it suffered from the same, oh, there's loud noises. Brah, screaming. Don't do that.
Brah. Well, that's accurate, though. That's accurate.
I can't wait to go back and do those Spider-Man movies.
I don't want to see Carnage defeated in the same movie he showed up. I was hoping Let There Be Carnage.
Exactly.
We would see Carnage destruction, and then we go into a third movie not knowing where the hell Carnage is at.
That would have been fun.
Let there be peace.
Yeah, not
Carnage is over.
Not let there be not let there be Carnage for 10 minutes in a prison. And then he get married and then get killed. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah, exactly. Not to get married.
Oh, stupid. I have to say this before I forget. What the fuck was the big tornado thing he did in the like? What was that? That was
he dumb. Obviously absorbed Tasmanian Devil from the Looney Tunes.
My God.
Whoever was writing this was also writing on Space Jam: A New Legacy. They got confused one day when they were writing the script on the same day, and they were like, oh, and then he thought that he was writing it for LeBron James to do the Tasmanian Devil move, but it was actually Carnage.
You want to have a dark tone.
Agree with you on that.
And then do the tornado thing. What in the hell was that?
I agree with you. I thought the same thing.
Visually, I think Carnage, there's a pro of mine. I think the way he looked on screen was fantastic. I think they did really well with keeping it pretty accurate. Mm-hmm. He had the darker face and the red. I enjoyed the way they did him on screen. It did not bother me.
Disagree.
Oh, really? My gosh. We all have a negative opinion on something. Sorry.
For every positive, there's a negative on this episode.
He looks like he is put together inside out. I am fine with Venom because Venom is not the color of blood and guts and gore.
He's moist.
He wasn't as moist in this movie.
He's real shiny.
He wasn't as moist in this movie. He was still shiny.
Yeah.
Carnage, on the other hand, looked like he had been put together inside out. He looked like Lord Zedd from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Which kind of fits his
shinier
character, though.
Can I just say I love Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
We didn't know that, Brandon. You've never said it before.
I think Lord Zedd looked fantastic.
Tell me about your students, Emmy. Okay. Sorry. Anyway, I'm sorry. That was an outburst.
I don't have any this week because I'm on fall break.
Fall break, son.
I mean, he's a serial killer and killed a bunch of people and probably gutted a bunch of people. I feel like the red, if he even looked, I didn't get that vibe, but
maybe you hate the look, Emmy, but it's accurate. And that's accurate. And that's what's nice.
Is he that moist in the comic book?
I don't know how you make he didn't drip.
No, but let me say that I did take the note in the theater. In the theater, I took the note whenever it started raining. I was like, well, he wasn't moist, and now he is.
Love it. All right, more positives that will tear
more
apart.
Positives. I've got probably about four more, depending. Okay. There's
we shut them down.
I know, for real. This one you can't shut down. There's the tire that's in the apartment that Venom has named Snooki. That's his little chew toy.
Adorable.
Right. Dumb. Okay.
Oh god.
Fine. Dan might be one of my new favorite characters. Good old Dan.
No, screw Dan. Dan.
Dr. Dan.
No.
I'm here with fire and sound, but with no sound.
Stupid.
Oh my god, I hated that line.
Stupid.
I think more than anything in the movie where first of all, he just shows up out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. He is just there.
He is all of a sudden. And yep, he's always there.
Out of nowhere, he's just there.
He's there.
After he got released, we don't see him anymore, and then he's there to fight. And he says, "Whatever. What's the line? Did you write the line down?"
I've got fire and sound, but no sound, or something like that.
Which was so dumb to me. Oh, it was such lazy, lazy writing.
Disagree.
You're kidding me. I loved it. Really?
I loved it. I also loved the moment when Venom smacks Dan and says, sorry, not sorry.
Well, I kind of enjoyed that. I like that too. But the fire and sound, but I've got no sound.
But no sound, yeah. I don't remember exactly how he says it.
So lazy.
You know
such
what though? Okay.
Lazy writing.
You wanna go lazy writing? There was a moment. There was a moment where Carnage, Cletus, when they're in the Mustang, and he says, who said romance was dead? And it's right after a fight. It's like a voiceover in the middle of like pitch blackness where it doesn't sound like how he sounded. He's talking to no one. He's talking to you, the viewer, and it's so cringe. I caught it both times.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. What do you want to talk about?
I'll agree.
Bad writing.
This is things you love, Amy, remember?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was just trying to counter bad. Two wrongs make a right. I think it says that in the Bible.
Three more things. What do we love?
Okay. The art of
two
the
lefts
end.
Don't make a right, but three do.
Yeah, thank you, Reliant K.
Oh, you know that reference?
I do too. I love those. That's a great album.
Happy.
That's a great album. Is Jefferson Aeroplane on that one? I really love Jefferson Aeroplane.
I really like Reliant K.
Reliant K is great.
Hey guys, welcome to a tangent because we didn't like this movie.
Why don't you?
You said you liked it, Emmy. You said, you would rank it in the top five for a Marvel movie.
You stop. You stop.
I think she said better than Iron Man 2.
No, I would never.
Okay.
I would never.
You said let there be moist in the water.
Is Venom 1 better than Iron Man 2?
No. No. There's not a lot of movies that are better than Iron Man 2.
But
Citizen Kane, not better than Iron Man 2. Casablanca. I haven't seen it, but I'm assuming not better than Iron Man 2.
You
Gone
know what?
With the Wind. Can't Stay Awake. But, spoiler alert, not better than Iron Man 2.
I think we're, what, an hour into this episode, Brandon?
Yes.
Look at your timer thingy.
We are.
You got one of those roundup timers, right?
Like, yeah.
That goes off.
It says, oh, hold on, let me read it right now. Over an hour. You're right. You're right. Yes.
I think this movie, and we should have done it at the beginning, would be the easiest movie to summarize. Mm-hmm. Even though we didn't write notes scene by scene, super easy to summarize.
Maybe for you guys.
Summarize it, Clint.
Okay, so we open with the flashback of Cletus's life in Ravencroft.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like black alien hates red alien.
That's really
what. Oh, no.
Racism sucks.
Like
scene by scene,
oversimplifying movies or something like that. Yeah, sorry. Anyway.
Oh, no. I'm just saying you got Ravencroft, which is a big.
It's a house of Harry Potter. House of Harry Potter. Yep, I agree.
We see his childhood. He's in prison. Eddie writes a story, solves the mystery. Cletus gets the symbiote by biting Eddie. Cletus almost dies. Carnage comes out of him, kills everyone in the prison, wants to go get married. Venom and Eddie have a quarrel. They separate, go their separate ways, realize they need to be together to beat Cletus. They meet at the church where the wedding, where Cletus and Shriek want to be together, and Eddie gets beat. There's really like four scenes in the whole movie. It felt like every...
Hold on, Eddie gets beat?
I'm sorry, Cletus gets beat.
I was going to say, I watched a different movie.
Also felt like there was just a few scenes. It felt very similar, like... beats with the there wasn't a lot of different scenes they had to film in to me. Mm-hmm. It felt like there was the prison, there was the church, there was the apartment. Those are your main prison, church, apartment, Ravencroft flashback.
Yeah.
Where else were they at? The store.
Yeah, they were at a rave for like a split second. They were in the
streets. Oh, that part. I
know you blocked it out from your memory.
They weren't. Venom was hosting off other bodies that couldn't handle it. And it was like, I love you, Eddie. I miss you. I'm going to go vent to everybody else about how much, like, he just got broken up with, is what it felt like. I got out of a relationship. I'm going to go party. That's what it felt like.
It's just
poor. It was like, I miss you and I miss you too kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's not how Venom is. He's not this tender, sweet.
And
I hate myself in this episode. I hate this movie.
Yeah, you, because usually we're pretty like, oh, I can see the benefit. I can see the positives. And we both have, we're not in a good spot here. And I think it's because we know so much of the backstory. That we have an expectation. I genuinely feel like if we didn't have any expectation, well, no, because my fiance hated this movie and she's never read a Spider-Man or a Venom comic in the entire world. She goes, that was dumb. You know, she just, she wasn't a fan either. Now her sister was like, I didn't hate it. I didn't like it, but I didn't hate it. So that was kind of like, I mean, I saw some good things, but also saw some very concerning things, you know. But guys, we've talked about a lot about this movie, and I want to switch gears here because let's talk about,
I still have like two good things that I can't get to because of y'all's freaking negativity.
Save them
rain in on my freaking parade.
We'll have a post-credit scene where we will do the two things you loved. I want to make sure we talk about the one thing that matters in this movie, the one thing we probably all three loved about this movie, the mid-credit scene, because there was not an in-credit scene, there was a mid-credit scene of Peter Parker, Tom Holland's Peter Parker, and we see potentially multiverse being signaled here. While this is all going on, the entire background changes, the hotel room changes that he's in as he's kind of relaxing on the bed, and all of a sudden he sits up and hears about, you know, Jonah Jameson saying, hey, like,
that, you know. Oh, there's a shift first.
There's a like shift before he does. Yes.
It's there, like the multiverse shift.
The multiverse.
Like sucked into their world.
Yes. And all of a sudden, he's listening to J. Jonah Jameson. Oh, Spider-Man.
Yeah, but before that, there's like a shift.
God, I hate you.
I know.
That's important, though. That's important.
I think he heard
it. I said it before, but you were not paying attention. That's what she's calling
okay,
out.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
She's calling you out for not listening, and so I'm hating her because then she draws more attention to you not listening. Either way, it's a perfect storm. Welcome to the Avengers. So it's just one of those things where this is a big deal, guys. This is obviously potentially we could see him. Maybe are we going to see? I'm going to throw it out here. One. What did we think of this post-credit scene? Two, did it make sense in the story? Kind of. Three, does it even matter? Four, last and final, do we think he'll show up in Spider-Man No Way Home?
Okay. There was a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There was four, apparently, I have to keep up with now.
Sorry.
Do I think it fit?
You kept up with none.
Do I think it fit? In this movie, you asked. They forced it to fit because I thought the ending of the movie was stupid when they go to the beach.
I like
that part.
It
was that part was dumb to me, but hey, I get it. Gotta get away. I promise I'm not this negative usually. I'm a pretty negative person. I'm working on it. Doing better for the most part.
Right.
Working on it, therapy and everything. This movie
brought it all just
fucking sucked. And the ending wasn't my favorite, but this was like, okay, cool. I was pissed that this got spoiled for me.
Me too.
This got spoiled for me. So mm-hmm. I was not happy about this.
Yeah. Who spoiled it for me, Brandon? Clinton?
Did we spoil it for you?
Did we spoil it for you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
I don't think we did.
Yeah. And sadly, it's not recorded. So I can't say, like, here's some receipts. It was when we were doing our planning episode, I believe. Or maybe it was like right before we did news. And somebody said something about, like, oh, well, we're not going to see him in the MCU. Maybe it was me. I might have said that. And then one of you said, well, until the post-credits scene.
We didn't say the post-credits scene.
We didn't know at that point. We just knew Tom Holland was going to be in the movie somewhere. From what we read, there's no way we would have gotten the post credit scene part.
No. Both of you had already seen the movie. I hadn't seen it yet.
Oh, then maybe that's it.
that's my bad.
Then there's a chance.
How usually like articles you can avoid the spoilers because it hints at it in the article.
It's hard
like
when you podcast with the spoilers.
Okay, victim. Let me tell my side first. I was scrolling through Facebook and it said,
spoil this for your friend.
No, the article was usually they're like, post credit scene is crazy and Venom 2, so I won't click on it. Like, this one was like, Tom Holland showing up in post credit scene right on the click part. Like, the click part? What the fuck? The headline.
Headline.
Yes.
Right on the clicky bit.
On the clicky bits.
My arrow turned into Tom Holland's face.
I did like, and I think you guys might disagree with me here, and this is something, if I didn't know any different, would think this was weird, but Venom licks the TV?
Mm-hmm.
Was that weird to you?
Yeah, because I think we've mentioned it before in BBBs. Is Spider-Man legal?
Another time, another day. Anyway, Clinton. Sorry.
Anyway.
Hemingway, Emmyway, anyway. What do you got?
The Venom symbiote is really drawn to Peter Parker.
Yes. Yeah, and is it legal?
It doesn't matter. It's not sexual, first of all, Emmy.
To lick something?
You're making it sexual. He wants to eat him, not lick him.
That's usually how I start eating things, is by licking them. You should see me eat an apple.
Next time I'm over, show me.
Oh, God, guys. All right, sorry.
I'm not going to say a word. I'm going to bring an apple and just, in from my car and just set it on the counter and look at you.
Set it down, dude.
The whole thing.
Okay.
But he's
swallow it whole.
He is really drawn to Peter Parker. So I really like that he is immediately like, he's on the TV and he's like, oh, yeah. To your point, Emmy.
I want to eat that head.
I want that.
Got to get that.
It wasn't just seeing him. So it ain't, they're keeping the universes separate. So for continuity, I like that. It does annoy me that Venom is going to have to be in a separate universe than this Spider-Man.
What do you mean?
Well, the Flash to me, like the don't know what's going on, Flash's different background.
Uh-huh.
Insinuates to me that he got pulled into the multiverse of where we're at in the MCU.
Yes.
Okay. I do like that they did that for the continuity side of it because it keeps Venom separate because I don't like the way they've done Venom. I don't like that our Tom Holland is not in the same universe as Venom.
But they are currently in the same universe together.
Yes, because Venom got pulled into it. That's what I'm saying. I like that they did that.
Very well done.
Because it keeps it separate. Because I don't like, for my comic side, I like that the Venom that I don't like that they've done, that Sony's done, is not mingled with the way Marvel's done the Spider-Man I do like. If that makes sense.
So then the last question, which I think is the most interesting of questions, is Venom in Spider-Man.
Hey, Spider-Man.
I think he'll be in a post-credit scene. I don't think he'll be in the movie.
I disagree. Brandon? I disagree. I think he's going to be in the movie. Do I think he's going to be a huge part in the movie? No, but because obviously there's so much going on. But you don't have a post-credit scene like this unless you're going to, hey, Sony, we're going to make your day. Here's your flagship shitty character, Venom, that you built up. Here he is in our Spider-Man No Way Home movie. Do I think he's going to have a big part? No. Do I think he's probably going to be in the movie for only 5 minutes? Maybe, yeah. But I think he's going to be in the main movie. Yeah.
So do we think it was just posturing when they said that it was going to come out later due to COVID concerns?
Out later, what do you mean?
Because they changed the trailer from whatever the release date was to fall 2021, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
Venom or No Way Home?
Venom. And then I kind of feel like MCU was like, Shang-Chi just did great.
Yes.
Coming out with No Way Home in December.
Agreed. I don't think Sony and Disney were on the same page. I really... And you know what? Venom could show up there, and you're like, wait, what the hell? Then they would have to change a lot. Never mind.
Which is why I think maybe it might just be a post-credit scene, because if they did decide not to be on the same page and Venom didn't release until later, it would be easier to retcon to explain away a post-credit scene.
Right.
They changed a lot from what I've read. Apparently, Tom Holland, they were debating the whole time with production of this movie
whether or not to give him a fake eye.
Whether to have him in just a post-credit scene. There was originally, he was going to be in the movie a lot more. He was going to be in the movie.
Oh, in this movie.
In Venom 2, yes.
I think you meant in No Way Home.
Oh, maybe Venom, that's why.
In Venom, Let There Be Carnage, there was supposed to be, well, not supposed to be, but they talked back and forth constantly about having him in the movie or in a post-credit scene.
Well, they got him in a post-credit scene.
So,
did they? Was there anything new that was filmed for Tom Holland?
Felt like it was just a still image. I didn't feel like it was anything new at all. You know, it just felt like, hey, how can we shoehorn this guy in to get more money the next time we put out a movie?
So what I'm hearing is that you guys don't like the post-credits scene either.
No.
Oh, I do. No. You said you guys. I enjoyed
the post-credits. Well, hold on a second. And no, I mean, how can we shoehorn people to make a lot of money? I mean, that's business. It doesn't mean I hate it. It just means what is the studio, by studio, I mean Sony, what is their motive? How can we get the most bang for our buck? We've released two shitty movies, but hey, here's Spider-Man. Come see us in this third one, maybe. I'll watch it, and I'll be pissed because it'll be made by Sony, and it will probably be shitty, but hey, whatever. I'll see it because I still thought it was a great post-credit or mid-credit scene.
All right.
I'm kind of with Brandon on this. I'm not going to be naive and pretend that the Marvel Universe, the MCU, doesn't focus on money and they're not a business. However,
they earn that money with great storytelling.
Yes, but Kevin Feige is very, very much a comic book fan and wants to do these movies right and justice. He don't want anything rushed, and that's why we still haven't seen X-Men. We still haven't seen Fantastic Four. I mean, he wants things to make sense and work, and that's why they've made so much money and why they're so successful. That's why we have this podcast, because the storytelling works. I feel like Sony has no ties to comics. They don't care. They are a money machine, and so is the MCU. I'm not trying to act dumb and pretend that Marvel isn't making a shit ton of money and they're not the driving force of movies in the pandemic, to be honest with you. They're bringing more people out to theaters than anyone else. But Kevin Feige cares about these characters and cares about these stories. Sony, however, they say, oh, we're going to piggyback off of the success of Marvel right now, and we have some of these characters. We want to make some money. Let's get a movie out. Because also, if they don't put so many movies out, the rights go back to Marvel. So they have to put movies out, whether they're good or bad.
Well said.
I have some more things that I didn't like, and then some things that I wanted to chat about.
But ooh, I want to hear your...
like you guys are done with this movie.
No, I want to hear what you don't like.
You're going to regret saying that, because the first one, top of this page. Venom, Carnage, no butt crack. Why?
Of course that's what you don't like.
Oh, Clinton, you had to ask.
Because they don't have to poop.
Okay, so they eat people... and they people's heads, and they don't have to poop?
They're not human, first of all, so they might just absorb the shit they eat, not shit it out.
So then what is happening? What if Eddie Brock has a big lunch and then turns into Venom and is Venom for 12 hours? You think
Venom absorbs the food that he's supposed to shit out.
Okay, fine. Fine. I just can't win.
You were giving it human rules.
Uh-huh, because they're humanoid symbiotes.
They are not humanoid at all.
They are when they're on a human host.
But they don't have butt cracks. How can they be humanoid without a butt crack?
Have you seen their faces? They don't have noses.
They don't have eyeballs.
And their eyes are just white.
Neither does Voldemort. Would you call him not a human?
Yes. I would.
Oh, geez. Okay, fine. All right. The fact that, okay, so the guy who took Banshee, it's not her name, Shriek's Eye Mulligan.
Yes.
They made that very obvious, I feel like, in the beginning. And then later he like stops and is like, you've got to speak louder. I can't hear out of this ear. And it's like, no, I get that. Like, they were subtly, like, you know, that's the police officer who tried to shoot her. And then later they're like, he's the dude who shot me in my eye. And it's like,
Preach, Jimmy.
I got that. Thank you. You didn't have to spell all of the letters out for me. I could have gotten there.
Preach.
Well, this movie would have been better without the character of Shriek, because they used her too much of a driving force for Carnage, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Also, Also, he has a name tag on in the first. I didn't catch it the first time I watched it. He's got a name tag on. So they're, I mean, they're really hammering it home.
It's, hey, so, here it is. Hey, by the way, here it is. Hey, here it is. It's like,
just in case if you're a real dummy dumb, you're real slow. Just, let me spell it out for you.
Good God. It treats all moviegoers as if they're morons. It really does.
Also, the step.
Go. You go.
So Cletus and Shriek, or Cletus Cassidy and what's her name?
Shriek Cletus. Francis.
Francis, yes.
Francis B. something.
They haven't seen each other in a very long time, and now they're just good to get married.
That was something I was going to bring up.
Hold on.
They were kids.
Hold on. Do we think mentally stable is how we would describe these two? So, yes, I know that's something to bring up. And, yes, it doesn't make much sense. I get it. But these two don't seem like they're the most. It doesn't seem like they have all the cookies in the sleeve, if you know what I'm saying. It seems like someone's taking
cookies in the sleeve.
Yeah.
What was that?
I'm really upset because Renee ate a whole sleeve of my Chips Ahoy cookies. So I'm still bitter about it. So I'm thinking.
I've never heard it that way.
Well.
Said that way.
I'm not the brightest bulb in the box. Not the sharpest crayon
in the box.
Yeah.
I think I don't think
one fry short of a happy meal.
I'm bitter about her eating my cookies, and that's what I went off of. And I need you guys to respect.
So Brandon is one Chips Ahoy short of a sleeve.
No, she ate the sleeve. There's three sleeves in a Chips Ahoy container. She ate like two sleeves, and she's like, I left you a sleeve. I'm like, you ate two those were my cookies. You can't eat two-thirds of them and said I left you this out of kindness when you took two-thirds of my cookies. I am marrying this woman in a month, and we have some figuring things out to do. And if you're listening to this podcast, Renee, and I know you are, the fuck, just saying.
I mean,
not maybe the pink in the Starburst pack. What they're not.
I am fine. I will eat any Starburst flavor. Take my cookies.
Pink and fruit punch. What is the pink one?
She loves the pink ones.
Strawberry.
Are they strawberry?
Yes, okay, they are.
The fruit punch ones are also bomb.
They're great.
Also, you can buy a bag of
just the pinks.
Flavor reds.
Yeah, the flavor reds.
Yes.
But
my kids at school get mad at me because they'll ask for watermelon and strawberry and fruit punch sometimes because I forget what it is that it's my least favorite. But they know that like they go strawberry goes first and then fruit punch goes and then watermelon goes and they'll be like, Miss Fennel, can I get a strawberry? And I'm like, somebody ate all of the strawberries. I don't know.
It's you. You are the cookie thief. Anyway, sorry.
There weren't any in this bag.
I didn't mean to air my personal laundry here on this podcast. I apologize. We're going to get through it. We're going to figure it out.
At your wedding, I'm going to say, I hope y'all work that out.
Thank you, Clinton. That means the world.
During the ceremony.
Like, while we're saying our vows. Did you
stop eating the cookies?
Yeah, literally.
I'm going to get up in the middle of the ceremony, and I'm going to shriek.
Do you take this man to be your... Are you going to eat his cookies? Are you going to eat his cookies? And then that... And a lot of people are going to take that in a weird way, but it's fine.
I wish people still did the... Does anyone have anything to say... Speak now or forever hold their peace.
I feel like that would be the best part of weddings.
Hand me a thing of Chips Ahoy cookies with all three sleeves intact and say, this is for you, Brandon. Don't let her take your motherfucking cookies.
No. I've got one better.
What?
I've got one better. I'm not going to bring a sleeve. I'm not going to bring any of that. I'm going to bring one cookie. I'm going to have it in my pocket. And then when Renee is saying her vows, I'm going to throw it at her face.
No. Here's the thing. Just right off the forehead. And I will grab it from the it will bounce off her forehead. I'll grab it from that boing. Grab it from that. And I will start eating it. And I'll be like, that's what you get.
I'll be like, that one's for you, Brandon.
And I'll be like, that's my boy. That's why he's here. And I'll eat it. And she will look pissed off. And it'll be great. And we will have many years of bliss together.
And then she'll pull up her wedding dress skirt to find that I've stuck an entire pack of Chips Ahoy in her garter. And she'll be like,
whole sleeve?
No, not a whole sleeve, a whole pack.
Whole pack. Whole
three sleeves.
Fucking family three sleeves. Three family sleeves of that shit.
And she'll just open those up and be like, yep, does that taste good? Would you like one of these? Too bad, bitch.
Oh, the ultimate betrayal. And Emmy's on her side of the aisle the whole time, and we didn't know it. Damn. Damn, that's some fire-ass fan fiction right there.
Down with the patriarchy.
We are old. This is as far as Chips, you get in Chips our fan Ahoy. Fiction.
Chips Ahoy is the death of the patriarchy.
I think I'm going to grab some cookies real quick. What else did you hate about this movie, Emmy?
Okay. I also hated that Carnage gets to a point where he's like, you know what? I'm going to make you watch her die. But first, I'm going to climb all the way up to the tippy top of this church where you can't see her anymore. What was that about? Does not just kill her right in front of him. She's a human, would have been easily murdered. Easily murdered. But he's like, nope, I'm going to do it in the most drama way possible. Queen, follow me.
Yes. I was also not a fan of the CG.
No.
When Carnage overtakes Cletus and when they separate and Cletus is on his shoulder. What is that?
When you're talking about when Carnage and Cletus separate?
Yes. Like when it shows Cletus talking with Carnage and it's just like, hey, I'm this head on your left shoulder.
Well, it's showing. Okay. All right.
No, I get what it's trying to show.
I'll defend that a little bit. Like, they're not as symbiotic anymore. They're not.
Yeah, we know they told us a couple times. Also, when he transforms, the detail is that, like, Venom takes over Eddie. Like, he's not part of him, right? So he comes over Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cletus morphs with Venom. Cletus morphs with Carnage. The CGI when they morph together is a little little muddy.
Yeah, it is.
A little muddy.
Let me give you my hottest take for this movie.
Go for it.
The hottest of hot takes that I currently have for this movie.
Okay.
In the theaters watching this, where I could not fast forward the fight scene at the end, I was like, I would rather fast forward this then fast forward Abomination and Hulk at the end of The Incredible Hulk.
Holy
that says something.
Shit. Holy shit.
It was just...
Emmy, that's a mic drop right there, man.
Is it really? Because yeah. It was just another... It's another CGI fight.
I get it. And but like, the fact that Hulk... that movie came out in 2010. 11 years later, and we can't find a CG fight that interests you a little bit more... That to me is a bigger insult.
We have.
There was a lot of
not, CG but not with this movie is what I mean. Not with this movie is what I mean, and that's what's shocking to me is this movie couldn't do anything better to make you want to watch that more.
I mean, they were up on top of a church because Drama Queen wanted to. That's where he wanted to kill what's her face. But like, I don't know. But then, like you already said, like we knew what was going to happen the moment we saw Shriek. We were like, oh well, obviously. Venom doesn't like sound. She makes sound.
Right.
You knew what was going to happen.
Carnage, yeah.
Huh?
Carnage.
You said Venom.
You said Venom. Carnage.
Oh, well, Venom don't like sound either.
You're right.
Not like sound.
You're right, but Carnage was where it was played out, like, completely on the writing on the wall. Literally. To your point, Emmy.
Yeah, well, I don't want you to agree with me when you're correcting me, so... I'm sorry.
No, I completely understand.
Okay, so they had this whole fight too. There was one moment that I was like, oh, that's really cool. And it was when Carnage was in front of the stained glass window. And I was like, it looks like Da Vinci's the Vitruvian man. It's cool. It's cool looking. You see it in the trailers. But other than that, all the rest of it, fast forward. During this whole fight, though, you see Venom get stabbed by red guys, red things, multiple times. That was just a noise. Brandon's got his mouth full of dick.
Where's this going? That's all I was
jealous.
ow! So he gets stabbed multiple times. And then it gets to a point where he's like, ow, you stabbed me. Mm-hmm. Ow. He like, it's like he's fine with it for a second. And then it's like, oh, now it's hurting him. And then he gets piled up on with a whole bunch of rubble.
Yeah. Oh, similar to Spider-Man in Homecoming. Did anyone else get Homecoming flashbacks? Because I did there.
Now that you said it, I have.
Okay, because I did while watching the movie, and I was like, are they really trying that hard to be Marvel? We're like, here's our Spider-Man under rubble. Look at him. You should care just as much. I'm like, and I know that's not what they're saying, but damn it, that's the voice I have in my head. And I'm like, I just want to punch Sony so bad. I'm like, make your own damn movie good without having to copy anything Marvel does, for the love of God. And by the way, There were previews for what it was, Morbius.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Preview from the studio that brought you Spider-Man, Homecoming, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Far from home.
You motherfuckers, you did not do any of that. And you are literally making all your bank. And the one that's going to bring you Marvel Studios does 95% of that work. You know, like, it is not even a competition. Sony distributes the movie. They make half the bank of the movie because they own the rights to the character.
They make all the movie. They make all the box office of those movies.
Here's the thing.
Marvel makes the money off the toys and such.
No, Marvel, I think they've agreed where half the box office is going. It's split.
No.
We'll have to look into that. Don't hold us to that, guys. We'll debate next news segment. And I don't mean that in a crappy way. I'm just curious. We need to look into that. Because I thought it was one thing, you think it's another. But either way, this Morbius from the studio that brought you... No, you didn't, Sony. Shut the fuck up. Sit the fuck down. You did not bring shit.
And now you're damn lawn and sit the hell down.
Yeah, I just... That God, that pissed me off watching that. Maybe I was in a pissed off mood before I even started Venom, and I was like, fuck off. You are not the studio. You're the studio, yeah, because you own Spider-Man, the movie rights of Spider-Man. Of course you're going to have to distribute it, but you're not doing shit to make the movie. If you were, it would be just as bad as this damn Venom movie is. Sorry. Screw Sony, man. God, I just want the movie. I
love their PlayStations.
Okay. You brought up Spider-Man. I had two moments when Spider-Man, aside from the post credits, two moments when Spider-Man was a thing for me.
Okay.
And I did get to watch this twice, so I might have caught more than you did.
I'm shocked if that's the case.
Second time it was on double time. And I still didn't love it.
Shocked.
I still, my Grammy and my mom were watching Jeopardy, and I was like, man, I really wish that I was watching Jeopardy.
Oh, that's no good.
Okay, so the first thing was when Cletus was writing the postcard to Eddie, he says something about, like, not all villains or heroes. I'm not sure which one it was, and I didn't want to go back. He says, capes. No, not all heroes, I think, need an origin story. And then squishes, the first time I watched it, what I thought was a bug.
It's a spider.
Mm-hmm. And those are different.
They are not, we learned.
Okay, all right, Google it again, because there are some websites who agree with me and there are some websites who agree with you.
Convenient.
I didn't create those websites in the span of... No, just kidding. Okay. The other one was when Anne is about to fall and Venom is looking at her and you see her reflected in his eyeballs, like you see Mary Jane reflected in the Spider-Man eyeballs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got that vibe real hard on that part.
Okay, we didn't need to know about your chub or anything like that. Thank you, though. Okay.
Ha ha.
Do you guys want to know about the things that I want to chat about?
This is the stuff.
Sure.
Okay. How much do we need to chat?
Did you guys watch Making a Murderer? With Stephen Avery.
I did not.
When it came out in 2015?
I did not.
I didn't, but Renee is obsessed with it.
I didn't realize, honestly, first of all, that there was a season two. They do name drop that series in this movie. That's why I brought it up. Fine. Okay. The death penalty is archaic and should be abolished. It is illegal in 27 states. If you want to donate to help the death penalty not be a thing anymore, you can go to Amnesty International. There are 2,591 people who are currently on death row. And that, to me, is some bullshit. But that's just my opinion. The shirt that Eddie Brock is wearing during this entire... Sorry.
Hi, one-star reviews. How are you? Before you leave that one-star review, she is entitled to her opinion, and so are you. Doesn't mean you have to downplay us. Doesn't mean you have to give us a one-star review. It's just a thought that Emmy has, and it's not a wrong thought, just like the thoughts in your head. We're all allowed to be a little bit different, a little bit crazy, a little bit normal, a little bit, hey, I don't agree with this. So before you write that one-star review, change it to a five-star review, because we'll hear that message loud and clear. So thank you for leaving that angry five-star review. It helps our podcast grow and get our message out. It silences our message quite a bit faster. Thank you. Emmy, keep going.
Throughout the movie, Eddie Brock is wearing a Mumford Physical Education Department t-shirt.
Mumford and Sons.
It's not Mumford and Sons.
My brain said too.
Yep.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, he's wearing a Mumford and Sons shirt. How cool and unique of him. Not.
Whoa.
Mumford. Yeah, no, sorry.
Mumford and Sons was good shit. Okay.
Huh?
Go ahead. They heard.
What did you say?
I like their newer stuff. Like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but like, the folk stuff's great, don't get me wrong, but I like the newer kind of indie rock. Mumford.
Once again, one-star reviewers who have some hot takes on the Mumford and Sons. We understand that they're the same band.
Hi.
Some people like their old stuff, some people like
this is the stuff Emmy wanted to talk about, not us. She wanted to talk about Mumford and Sons. Clint and I are just going along.
Mumford Physical Education Department, which is from the Detroit Mumford High
Lions.
School, which he's also wearing a Detroit Lions Letterman jacket. Either that or his source material is, which is Eddie Murphy's character from Beverly Hills Cop. You're welcome.
Deep take.
I'm editing my notes right now because I can tell that I'm losing you guys. So let's talk about some brain science.
Yeah, this is a way to bring us in. Yep. All right.
So they talk about the fact that brains.
I'm going to tweet something from the Avengers. It's about to get crazy.
Okay.
All right.
Brains and chocolate have the same, they call it phenethylamine.
This is something. It is. This is something Tom Hardy brings up when talking to Venom, because he was talking about the chickens and the chocolate. I like this. Keep going, Emmy. Sorry.
Yes. Okay. I thought you were about to bring up something completely off topic. No. And be like,
you dropped your mic and I could hear it.
I know. I was about to be like, I'm done. That's fine. I didn't want to learn anything anyway.
No, I like how this tied in with the movie. And so I was kind of trying to
teach you anything, not learn you anything. Come on, Amy.
I'm trying to learn you something, Clint.
Stop it.
The only reason I say it,
I hate it
because
so
I know
much.
It annoys you. I know it does. Listen, I listen to you, and that's the reason I say it that way. Okay. Brains and chocolate. Phenethylamine. It is an amino acid that is available in all meat and types of dairy. It is not usually found in the brain. It is something that is created by the brain. Sometimes like when you eat certain things, from what I can gather, but it is interesting because in the first Venom movie, I was like, so he's just a carnivore. He just wants to eat people because they're like the biggest form of meat that he can get. But like the fact that they were like, no, he wants to eat brains because of phenethylamine.
That makes sense.
Phenethylamine. It's like, okay. All right. That does make sense.
I can get on board with that for sure.
All right. I think that was everything I had, unless you guys want to hear about me trying to be special in middle school.
Huh?
So when I was in middle school, and you know, like middle school is like, I just wanted boys to start noticing me.
I was like, same girl, same.
Yeah. And I was like, man, how can I make myself unique and different so that boys will notice me? And I was like, well, boys like cars. And so I'm going to say that my dream car is a 66 Mustang that's candy apple red with light white leather interior and a white soft top. That is exactly the car that they showed in this movie.
What?
Do I know anything about cars? Absolutely not. She's just a sexy car. Had a guy ask me anything about it, I would have just been like, oh, no, she's pretty. But I don't know. I was like, in middle school, I was like, that's the car. That's my dream car.
So that was your, like, that was your way of getting attention, was talking about a dream car?
No, maybe not getting attention, but I was like, oh, I'm so weird and quirky. Like, I've got a dream car, even though I didn't know fuck all about cars. Like, I didn't know anything about cars.
Right.
Did it work ever? No, not a one single time. But yeah, that the dream car of my middle school me was the car that was in this movie.
Cletus Cassidy.
Why wasn't that in the things you liked segment?
Because I didn't like the fact that I had a dream car when I was in middle school, when I didn't know jack from shit about cars.
It was just to make boys.
You can still like the way a car looks.
That was not the whole point of it.
It could be aesthetically pleasing.
That was not the whole point of it, though. That whole point of that was to get noticed by boys. Like, hey.
Yeah. I was just trying to be unique. And, oh, look at me. I'm so quirky and weird. Like, I'm a girl
who really wanted to get noticed. You should have drove a Prius.
Back when I was in middle school?
Yeah.
You thought they weren't available yet.
That's how
old we are.
How fucking young do you think we are? We're not young. All right. So
also, I need your permission to post this. It's in the messenger before I post.
Clinton, we're on a podcast. We're on a podcast. Remember,
focus. I know, but I want
to say focus. It
so bad.
Focus, Clinton. We're on a podcast. So, guys, Venom, Let There Be Carnage. I think we've had carnage all over this podcast. I feel like it's pretty much...
We did it more justice than the movie did.
All right. So
we're a better villain than Carnage was in the movie.
If you did not like this movie, welcome. If you love this movie, how the hell are you still listening to us?
We're sorry. We're sorry. No, we apologize. First.
I am not sorry. I'm sorry that I'm not sorry.
I'm sorry that we just were not motivated to tell you a lot of things we loved about it because there were very few and far between. They were not good enough. Like every time I liked something, there was always two or three things that annoyed me or pissed me off about this movie. You know,
we tried on the front end to load it up with things that I liked about it, but you guys just kept shitting.
I can forgive it all. I could forgive it all if Carnage wouldn't have died.
Right.
For one, if he is going to die, don't let him get swallowed by Venom. He just grabs it and eats the symbiote.
How would you have
booked? That's how you defeat Carnage.
Hold on, Clinton.
That's how I defeat a lot of men.
Ooh, okay. Well.
Oof.
There's gonna
better call me the Black Widow.
Someone's gonna post that GIF of Bill Hader's like, I'm scared and horny right now. I just saw one of our listeners posting that. If you're this far along on this podcast and you got that, please tweet us that GIF and you will be retweeted. But speaking of which, Clinton, how would you, if you're going to have to kill, and I don't think you should have killed Carnage in this movie, but if you were going to kill Carnage, how would you have killed him in this movie?
I wouldn't have.
Okay.
What do you mean?
All right. Well, that kind of gave you that point where, you know, I wouldn't have, but if you had to,
I know, but I wouldn't have even had him in this movie. I wouldn't have introduced him in this movie.
Who would you have been in the second movie?
Make it Mulligan, make it Toxin, because he was in the first movie and in this movie, the cop.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the problem is that they mulliganed it. They tried to redo the first movie style.
No, yes. That's well said. I completely agree with that, actually.
But it's fine.
No, it's okay, Amy. Here you go.
No, I don't want it anymore.
God, you both are so alike. It annoys me. No, I don't want it. You took 2 seconds. So, Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Not our favorite movie. Hopefully, if he does show up in the MCU in Spider-Man No Way Home, maybe he'll be in the post credits. Maybe he'll be in the actual movie himself. But hell, guess what, guys? Marvel Studios will be behind it, so it has to be better than this shit. And I'm excited about that. So, what a way to start out our Spider-Man October with this shit.
Y'all are real rude about this. Okay, I did have a couple more things I wanted to say that
I'm just real bitter. Okay, I mean, I'm bitter.
Obviously, about the character. Y'all are.
Sorry.
Bitter.
This is a huge character. This is a huge. Give us more. Okay. When we get to Morbius, or is that his name?
It is.
I can't keep them all straight.
It's Morbius.
Morbius.
Yes.
No, Morbius.
That's the one that I'm convinced that it's. Who is it? And it's not. It's
Jared Leto. And you think Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh my God.
When we get to Morbius, fine. Make it shitty, Sony. It's not such a known character. It's not a big deal. When you have Venom, and I let the first one slide because I could enjoy it by itself. But then the second one, they did the same shit and they're going to bring Carnage in and they're going to fuck it up real, real hard. Fine. Give me a shitty Morbius, but do not do this bad with this big of a character.
Characters.
That's why I'm shitting
characters.
On this.
I'm going to say characters. I'm going to say Venom.
Well, I knew the tone from the first Venom, how he'd be in this. But Carnage, you did real bad too. Come on. That's why I'm so salty.
I'm real salty. I'm literally naming this podcast "We Didn't Like Venom, Let There Be Carnage," so people can know what they're clicking instead of be like, "Oh, that's, Venom, that's
not a bad idea."
Yeah, I'm really gonna name it that, so they're not like, "Oh, this is a Venom, Let There Be Carnage review." Hey, at least you know we didn't like it before you freaking click play. So
fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Anyway, Amy, what else you got?
I feel like I tried, man.
Yeah, we're
I feel like I tried. I tried. Hey, but seriously, okay. Three more things that I liked about the movie.
Oh my God.
Because I'm trying. I'm trying. Okay.
We're done, Amy. What do you got?
We're done. I liked the art at the beginning, at the end. The art for the credits. It was like an ink block, and I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Did I already say that one? I don't know. If I did, I didn't cross it off yet.
You didn't. You sound really far away from your mind.
It's not enough to say that. Let me put it.
Part of my mouth hole.
That ASMR,
not enough to save it.
That was
not enough to save
that it. Was not enough to save this podcast either. Anyway, keep going.
Okay. The apology at the end when Anne is trying to get Eddie to apologize. Listen, I do that with if I'm on the phone with my mom and I'm with a friend and my mom says, "Oh, tell Jess I said hi," I'll look at Jess and say, "My mom said you're a bitch." And my they know I do this. And so Jess will be like, "Oh, well, tell your mom I said hi too." And I'll tell my mom, "Hey, Jess said you're a bitch." So I do the opposite of what Anne did with Venom and Eddie. All right. And finally, there was a moment when Venom, I think, says, "What are you, pen pals with an ant?" Mm-hmm. Talking about the postcard from prison. Who else has been to prison? Scott Lang, who plays Ant-Man. Therefore, Ant-Man, Venom.
Oh, you're talking about where they borrow from Marvel once again, is what you're talking about. That they tried to bring stuff from Marvel.
I don't have
the
energy anymore.
We also didn't talk about how Anne was used again as She-Venom to get Eddie's attention. Anyway, not worth talking about. Because is this movie even worth talking about?
No, it's not. Venom, Let It Be Over is what we need. So, and we're
Venom,
over.
Venom, I'm done with this shit.
Yeah.
Venom, just show the post-credit scene.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you for joining us. If this is your first time, we're actually a lovely podcast who talk about most of the positives throughout entire reviews, but not this one. And I think you can tell by the title of this episode. We said we didn't like this movie. You clicked it anyway, so thank you for listening. Emmy tried. Maybe I'll even put We didn't like Venom Let There Be Carnage, but Emmy tried. Maybe that'll
be the... We don't need to make the title any longer than it has to be.
That's a very good point. So, yeah. Hope you enjoyed this. Clinton seems over it, so we're going to skip him. Emmy, any final words or thoughts on Venom Let There Be Carnage before we head on out of here?
What do you think you're going to be for Halloween, Brandon?
Oh, God. I was Lieutenant Dan last year. I worked at a wheelchair shop, so I asked him if I could borrow a wheelchair so I could be Lieutenant Dan, and I sat on my legs all day. And I realized it was a very insensitive thing to do, so I'm going to try to be a little bit more sensitive, but I don't know what it will be this year. What will you be for Halloween, Emmy?
I'm going to be Chef Boyardee.
Oh, I mean, you sorry, son no. of a bitch. You
Chef Boyardee's nuts.
Son of a bitch, Emmy! Why is the credits rolling? You should not be able to end the show with D's nuts.
Clinton left. I saw an opening. There was no goalie.
I hate you so much. No!